Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame Inductee Spotlight Show. Brought to you by David Adams Card World, Canal Bank, and Osaic Wealth. Now, here's your host, Howard Simon.
Thank you very much. Buffalo Broadcasting Hall of Famer Todd Brody right there. That voice. Thank you, Todd. Good morning. Happy Saturday. My name is Howard Simon. Nice to be back with all of you. Going to be spending some quality time with you. And that's the next four Saturdays in this time slot from 10 to 11 for our annual series of shows presenting to you the induction class in the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. We're excited, looking forward to it. Always enjoy doing these shows to share some amazing stories with you about these great accomplishments that those being honored with this induction have had in their lifetimes, and we'll have a number of guests over the next few Saturdays. Now, the two things that I have to tell you about would be when the dinner is and all about the auction. So the dinner itself, this year's induction dinner, will be Tuesday, November 11th at the Buffalo Convention Center. If you've been to any of these dinners over the years, and this is the 35th annual one, you know how great a night it is, how amazing it is just to see all the luminaries in Western New York sports. So, if you haven't been there, you should go. You should experience what it's like just to be there for all of this excitement and the speeches and the stories. So, Tuesday, November 11th, Buffalo Convention Center for the induction dinner. Tickets are on sale right now. Now, if you go to their website, gbshof.com, very simple, Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, gbshof.com, you'll find a link to purchase tickets. You can take advantage of the early bird special. There is an early bird ticket price right now, good to October 14th. You can buy individual seats or you can buy an entire table. Also, when you get to their website, you will find the auction. It is live. There are numerous items. I'm going to talk about some of them as the show goes on and each Saturday. But you can bid on some really cool items. There's sports memorabilia. There's music memorabilia. There are vacation trips. There's a bunch of stuff. There's something there for everybody. And the money goes back into the Amateur Sports Development Fund and to help the Hall of Fame. So go and click on the link. It'll pop right up on your screen the minute you go to gbshof.com. You'll see the link. Click here to bid. Look at all the items. Place your bid. And I'll talk about some of the items again as the show goes on. Let's sneak in our first break. When we get back, a conversation with the president of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, Mr. John Maddock. That is coming up in a moment on WGR.
Now back to the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame Inductee Spotlight Show, presented by David Adams Card World, Canal Bank, and Osaic Wealth. Once again, here's Howard Simon.
We will get to a couple of inductees on the first show today, but before we do that, we thought it'd be important to get a bigger picture about the Hall of Fame, about the induction dinner, about the auction and all the things, the Amateur Sports Development Fund, all the great things that the Hall does. Earlier this week, had a chance to chat with the president of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, Mr. John Maddock. John, let's talk about the class of 2025. What are your thoughts overall as you look at this year's inductees?
Well, Howard, every year we have a stellar class. And I think when we get done with one, we go, who are we going to put in next year? And the next year's is just as glamorous as the years before. So we're really excited about the 12 people being inducted, plus our Team of Distinction and Gallagher Award winner this year. We can kind of go through them alphabetically. As you know, we put in 8 every year who are living, and then 4 are inducted posthumously, so that we call our veterans group. So let me just kind of go through them alphabetically, and we can introduce the class that way to everybody. First would be Claire Anderson. Claire was an Olean High School state wrestling champion and became an NCAA wrestling champion at Oklahoma State. So he'll be a good rep for the Southern Tier. Next is a longtime Bisons executive and currently the president of the Rich Baseball Operations, Mike Buczkowski. And Mike has really transformed that Bison organization to one of the premier AAA programs in the whole United States. So he's just done a tremendous job and very, very well-deserving. Next would be one of our veteran inductees, a boxer by the name of Joey Giambra. He was a middleweight boxing legend. His family will be coming in from Las Vegas to represent him. Next, we have Jack Jerick, a World Cup championship bowler out of Transit Lanes. Next would be Tom Montemage, another veteran inductee, was a 3-time Olympic cyclist and then became a Buffalo firefighter. The interesting story about him is he would ride his bike to the firehouse each day. But he'll be a great representative for us. And I believe his daughter is coming in to represent him. And then one of the great Buffalo broadcasters, legendary Buffalo broadcasters in Western New York history, John Murphy, will get his accolades at the dinner November 11th. Paul Owens, World Series champion general manager from the Philadelphia Phillies, was also the coach of the Phillies and was their farm director for a number of years. We believe that the Phillies are going to send up one of their former players. I think it's going to be Dickie Knowles. Will be representing the Owens family and the Phillies for that honor. Jim Peel, another veteran inductee, our fourth father of UB Athletics is what he's called. He was their football coach, athletic director, and baseball coach at UB for a number of years, Jim Peel. And then Megan Sittler, a pioneer for women's hockey in the area. She played at Colby College as one of the nation's leading scorers when she played there. She and Warren Gelman, who we inducted last year, really got women's hockey, girls' hockey started in Western New York. And there's no way to be at the level it is now without the two of them and what they did to get women's hockey and stir the interest in that sport. James Stark was a Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers, played at Niagara Falls High School and University of Buffalo. I think one of the things that people don't know a lot about James Stark is that he was on that Niagara Falls High School basketball team but 20 years or so ago that was one of the top teams in the country. He was the sixth man on that team. So well-deserving for his honor. Kathy Sweet, standout at Clarence High School basketball and then went on to become an all-Big East performer at Boston College. And now she's president of the New York Bar Association. So she's quite accomplished and very well-deserving of the honor. And then our last one, our 12th one, will be Jillian Votley. She's a 2-time U.S. Olympian and sport of mogul. So a great class. Looking forward to it. We're expecting a good crowd, big attendance, and a lot of excitement that night.
All right, let's talk about that night. Now that you've mentioned the class and people know who's going in, if they want to go, when is the dinner? Where is the dinner? How do they get tickets?
Well, as we do every year at the Buffalo Convention Center, the night is November 11th. Festivities begin at 5:00. We start bringing the inductees in on the red carpet, getting pictures taken. There's a reception that starts at that time and goes through 6:30. And then 7:00, we have dinner, and 8:00, a little before that, we start the actual program. So November 11th at the Convention Center. And tickets are available on our website. Just go to gbshof.com or buffalosportshalloffame.com. and it'll load up for you. And there's opportunities to purchase tickets right on the website. And what you're going to see now, it just went up today, is we have the auction too. Our auction is one of our primary fundraisers, and you can start bidding on items. I believe now it just went up today. So you can start doing that and help us raise some funds for Amateur Sports Development Fund.
I want to ask you about that in a moment, John, but not to get too philosophical, but in a bigger picture, what do you think it means to have a Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame and to have an area, a place where so many deserving people can be honored?
Well, if you haven't seen our display, it's at Dave and Adams. We moved in there a couple of years ago, and John Boutte, our curator, has done just an incredible job. We have many, many cases of memorabilia for over 400 inductees who are there. But it's an incredible Hall of Fame-worthy display of the history of Western New York sports. And to be in that display, to be in the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, I think is one of the highest honors a lot of our inductees will ever receive. It's kind of the closure of their career for a lot of them. And I think it's really, really important. It's important to this area, too, to have a Hall of Fame, have a way of recognizing their sports heroes and stars that date back in the 1800s to now. So it's vitally important. It's very popular, and we're very, very proud. We have 43 board members, and we work our tails off to make sure we get a very good class every year and to raise dollars for Amateur Sports Development Fund.
Let's ask about that, because that is something that's very important here in Western New York, amateur sports. So talk a little bit, John, if you would, about the Amateur Development Sports Fund, what it is, what it does, and how can people make donations if they can to help out some incredibly important organizations?
Yeah, that started when the Hall of Fame began back in the early 90s as a way of donating to the World University Games. And since that point, last year we went over $250,000 that we have donated back to the area for local organizations and individual amateur athletes. It's a great way to help out. If you have a local team here, and whether it could be a youth football team or a hockey group, or you have an individual who needs funds to go compete in a competition out of the area that they can't afford, you can go to our website and fill out an application. We review those every year. Jay Josker heads up that committee for us. We had about 25 applications a year ago, and I think we're taking care of 9 or 10 this season. I can't really remember right now. 10 or 11 maybe are going in, are receiving some kind of funding from us. So the more success we have with sponsorships, the more success we have with people attending the dinner, the more money we can give back to the community. That's the goal every year, is to raise enough funds to take care of as many organizations as possible. You can also make an individual donation, again, going to our website, at gbshof.com. Just click on the ASDF and you can find a way just to make a generous donation, because it goes to very, very good use.
Speaking with John Maddock, president of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, class of 2025, we're discussing that. Now, one thing the Hall decided to do in recent years was add this Team of Distinction honor. What was the thought process behind that, John?
Well, you know, we don't have any. There's one team, I shouldn't say we don't have, there's one team, the Buffalo Germans, that played basketball way back in the early part of the 20th century. It's really the only team we've recognized. And we felt over time that we should keep it to that and recognize individuals. But there are a lot of great teams, and we really try to stick with the amateur teams. We all know what the Bills have accomplished and the Sabres have accomplished, but it's those local high school and college teams that have stood out over the decades and decades of competing in athletic competition that kind of we've gotten past that, and we want to make sure people remember who they are. Last year was the St. Bonaventure basketball teams that Bob Lanier led to the Final Four. This year it's Kenmore West football from the late 60s, the Jules Jakubowicz era, that were ranked, I believe, second in the country with their radar defense that were picked up by many college and pro teams afterwards. So we're excited to be recognizing them and having several members of those three teams come to our dinner on November 11th.
So another thing you did in recent years was name an award after the late, great Dick Gallagher, who was such an important person in amateur sports here in Western New York. Can you talk a little bit about that honor and how that came about?
Yeah, Dick was a member of our board, and then when he passed, we just the committee got together and thought there should be a Gallagher Award named in his honor, and then the Hall of Fame picked up as well. Let's make sure we recognize that winner every year at our dinner. It'd be a nice way of inviting them back and getting a little bit extra attention. So last year was John Roth, who had been at Grand Island High School for many, many years as a coach and administrator. This year it's Ken Stolt, who is at Warsaw and Akron High Schools as an administrator, instructor, and a coach. So that committee, separate from the Hall of Fame, tries to do their best in honoring Dick's memory, identifying really local high school coaches and administrators, instructors that best fit what Dick Gallagher believed in and fought for a long, long time. And he really brought high school sports, especially high school football, to the forefront during his time.
Now let's talk a little bit about the auction. I'm just scanning through some of the items. As John mentioned, you can now go to gbshof.com. You'll see a link. It'll pop up right on your screen that says click here to bid. And as you guys have done in the past, John, I love the cross section. And it's not even just sports, but there's the cross section of items available to bid on, to me, is always outstanding.
Yeah, and that's just the kind of the beginning. What you're seeing today will expand as we get closer and closer to the dinner. So you do not have to be to the dinner to bid on that auction. You can bid right up through the start of the dinner that night. So if you're at home or you're not in the Western New York area, you can make bids on those auction items. But we do try to get a cross-section of things that will be nationally recognizable, prominent, from huge sports figures to local things on the auction. Like there might be for a foursome at a golf course, or an experience, a dinner somewhere with a celebrity, and those type of things. So there are all different levels of things that will be on there, from, you know, it might be $40 or $50 bids up to several thousand dollars. So don't let it intimidate you early on. Keep checking, because we'll keep adding more and more items to that list of auction items as we move forward toward November 11th.
I'm scrolling through it, and there's a lot of stuff, so I'm still scrolling. Oh, I just got to the Waikiki of it. Okay. I don't see the John Maddock golf ball from the hole-in-one. Is that to be added later, or not there yet? Or?
I don't think so. Okay. I've got that in my basement.
Okay. Yeah, you might as well hang on to that. It might be the only one. So that's right. That's pretty special. Well, John,
I think the question is, there anything from the New York Mets World Series championship?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah,
that you can donate to?
It's really funny, John. You know, your sense of humor is one of your more endearing qualities. I'm sure people have told you that over the years. All right, well, listen, as always, you guys have put together a great class. You know, and I had a chance to fill in as the MC last year. Folks, if you've never been to one of these dinners, it's really an amazing night. The speeches are great. The atmosphere is great. The venue is fantastic. And you just go there early, bid on items, walk around and see, like, the who's who of the sports scene in Western New York. It's just really cool to even be a part of that. So gbshof.com, Tuesday, November 11th, Buffalo Convention Center. Get your tickets now. John Maddock joining us, president of the Hall. As always, John, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Howard, for your support. We always look forward to it.
If anybody out there is feeling generous today, there is a vacation, a resort stay, Waikiki, Hawaii. And I'm looking at a buy now figure on the website. If anybody would like to buy it now and, you know, say, give it to someone who is a talk show host that you might have listened to over the years, that'd be really cool. When we get back, our induction show. Yes, time to talk to one of the inductees in the class of 2025. Former Clarence High School basketball standout Kathy Sweet will join us next on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Now back to the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame Inductee Spotlight Show, presented by David Adams Card World, Canal Bank, and Osaic Wealth. Once again, here's Howard Simon.
One of the inductees in the class of 2025 is joining us right now, Kathy Sweet, former basketball standout at Clarence High School and Boston College after that. Kathy, it's Howard Simon. Good morning and congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So when you got the call and you found out you were going in and you had maybe a few minutes to sit down and think about it, what were some of the thoughts that went through your mind at that point?
Oh, just so grateful and honored, humbled. I've been going to the awards dinner a few times over the last 10 years or so, and some of my teammates from the Empire State Games have been inducted, and it's just a thrill to be included with them and so many other fantastic athletes from Western New York.
I know it's a long list. This is kind of an unfair question, but I always like asking it to all the inductees because no one gets to this point, Kathy, without help from other people, inspiration, guidance, whatever the case may be. Who were some of the most important people that helped shape your career and your life?
Well, first and foremost, and probably obviously my parents, David Sweet and Jane Sweet, they were very much supportive of our participating in sports. And we watched sports all the time at our house, all sports, basketball, baseball, football, tennis. So they were huge supporters. My high school coaches, Charlie Vesper and Liz Dunn, my college coaches, Margo Plotsky and Carrie Fair. And then, of course, the Empire State Games coaches were legendary. Sister Maria, Mike Rappel, Sal Buscaglia, all members of the Hall of Fame, and my teammates at every level. So I have been very fortunate.
I didn't realize you played for all. You mentioned three really big names there. Yeah, the three coaches you played for. That's like a who's who.
Yeah, it was really initially intimidating, but very enjoyable.
So let me go back to Clarence High School. You played, of course, you're known for your basketball career, but you played other sports. You played multiple sports, as a lot of high school athletes will do. Was basketball your favorite sport, though?
Fortunately, it was. And at my height, that was where I was certainly steered. I was not led towards tennis or field hockey. I did play on the field hockey team, and I played soccer and volleyball, but basketball was certainly something that I'd love to do, and that worked out coincidentally very well for me.
What are some of your favorite memories from your time playing basketball at Clarence?
Well, we went to the state tournament my junior year and my senior year. My junior year, we had an especially good team, and we made it to the final. We lost in a very close game, and it was a lesson of resilience that I've carried with me my whole life, because we were the underdog. We were behind. And yours truly missed a crucial layup at the end of the game. Things you bounce back and you move past mistakes. So it was a thrill to be in a tight game and certainly a lesson.
Well, you might have been heartbroken at that moment, but guess what? Your life turned out really well. So it's okay. So you finish Clarence, you go on to play Division I basketball, you go to Boston College, you're in the Big East. Your time at BC, what comes to your mind when you think about your playing days at BC?
I think the transition in women's sports generally during the late 80s, it had gone from the kind of thing where you couldn't really coach a college women's basketball team and make a living. And just over the short time of my 4 years from 83 to 87, sports for women in general and scholarship availability and fully paid coaching opportunities were starting to get more promotion from schools. So that was important. So I remember, and maybe I'm looking back at it a little more forensically now, but at the time I remember thinking that more and more schools in the Big East were giving more and more scholarships to women athletes.
Well, Title IX obviously was a huge factor, right? It definitely impacted your playing career.
Oh, yeah. I came along at just the right time, and I certainly didn't realize it as a child, but Title IX came along, you know, when I was, a kid, and so my mom put me into every sport she could, and there were opportunities, especially in a community like Clarence. There were coaches of boys' soccer teams that let girls play, baseball teams that encouraged girls to play, and that led to softball leagues and soccer leagues. It was a huge impact on my life.
Now, you mentioned you came along at the right time in terms of Title IX. Now, I'm curious, though. You had a very good career at Boston College, all rookie team in the Big East, second team all-conference as a junior, second team all-conference as a senior. And then you got done playing college basketball, but there was no WNBA. Do you ever stop and think, what if?
I'm not that kind of person. I don't often look back. I mean, I watched the WNBA, and I'm thrilled to see the explosion in its popularity in the last couple years. Some of my teammates and friends back in the day did go play in Europe, but it wasn't the kind of thing you would go to make money. It was for the experience, and I was encouraged to take a different tack. I went to law school instead, and I was a graduate assistant at Villanova for a couple years, and I enjoyed that. It was the way to wean myself off of basketball, I guess.
So let me ask you this. You know, Kathy, anybody who participates in athletics, I don't care whatever level it's at, from Little League through college, pro, it does help you deal with life as well, because there's adversity when you're playing and challenges when you're participating in sports. How do you feel? Are there specific ways you think your athletic career did help prepare you for the rest of your life?
Oh, no doubt. You have to develop resilience. You have to be able to recover and respond to unexpected circumstances, whether it's an injury, whether it's just that the play you designed didn't work and now you're getting back on D. The need to react in real time and recover from whether it's disappointment or outright failure is just a necessary part of life. And I think the more you go through that as an athlete, the better prepared you are, whether you're cognizant of it or not. It's just a part of how you'll succeed in other endeavors.
You mentioned your law career. Did you always have that in your mind, that as an avenue to pursue? Or if not, what turned you into the field of law?
I think near the end of my years in college at Boston College, that was something that I started to take an interest in. My dad was a lawyer. But that wasn't what really inspired me to become a lawyer, although after I became a lawyer, he and I became even closer. We had a lot more in common at that point. I think being a litigator, being a trial attorney, allows you to keep those competitive juices flowing, and that's something I really enjoy.
Now, you also have been elected president of the Bar Association for Erie County. Can you talk a little bit about the honor and maybe the responsibilities that also comes with that?
So I was president of the Erie County Bar Association about 12 or 13 years ago, and in June of this year, I was fortunate enough to be sworn in as president of the State Bar Association.
Oh, State Bar, okay.
Yeah, crazy, right?
That's even bigger, so yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, we have 55,000 members, wow. And I'm promoting membership as a part of my platform. So all you lawyers out there, feel free to email me and join the Bar Association. It's not unlike being part of the team when you're in leadership at an organization or an association, because you don't choose each other, kind of like a coach or a manager chooses the team, but you have to work together in support of the organization towards what's in the best interest of the organization and not yourself. So I think that has been another opportunity for me to put to use the lessons I learned from my career in basketball.
Good to know I've got an in if I run into any legal trouble, Kathy. So that's
sure,
that's nice.
Absolutely.
So final thing I want to ask you about, it's kind of not necessarily role model, but I know you've had opportunities in the past to speak to young girls that are, whether it's a career in whatever field they decide to go in or playing sports. When you do get that chance to speak to young girls who were in the position you were years ago, right? What do you tell them in terms of playing sports or life lessons? What would be your message to young girls that you come in contact with?
I would say try different things. Just because you don't succeed at one thing, that might not be your long-term interest. Try something else. Keep trying, and you'll find something that you can kind of pour your heart and soul into. And then I would say just keep moving past and through and beyond disappointment, rejection, failure. Everybody in every walk of life has winning streaks and losing streaks. And I think that's the most important thing to share, is that it doesn't matter it's never as bad as you feel it is, and it's really never as good as you feel it is either, to just keep moving and taking on the next challenge.
Kathy, thank you for giving us some time this morning. And again, congratulations on this tremendous honor.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for having me on.
My pleasure. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Kathy Sweet joining us, former Clarence High School basketball standout, member of the class of 2025, the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. There are four individuals being inducted posthumously. One of them is Tom Montemage, who was a terrific cycler. We're going to speak with Tom's daughter, Mary Flanagan, when we get back on WGR.
Now back to the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame Inductee Spotlight Show, presented by David Adams Card World, Canal Bank, and Osaic Wealth. Once again, here's Howard Simon.
Tom Montemage is one of four individuals being inducted posthumously this year in the class of 2025, former Olympic cyclist, among other things. His daughter, Mary Flanagan, is going to join us right now. Mary, it's Howard Simon. Good morning, and thank you for coming on the show today to talk about your dad with us.
Good morning, Howard. It's my pleasure.
So, I always do start with the most important question, and that is, what does this mean to you and your family that your dad is being honored this way?
Well, we all think it's really great because my dad was super humble, and I'm sure that if he was alive and approached with being inducted into the Hall of Fame, he would probably say, no, you don't need to do that. It's no big deal. So it's really neat, you know.
So I feel like I was going to follow up and say, if we got your dad on the show to talk about this, he wouldn't want to talk about himself.
Yes.
Okay, well, good. Then I'm glad you're on the show so you can talk about your dad with us. What do you remember most about your dad that you'd like to share with everybody listening today?
I think what I remember most about my dad is that he was a super hard worker, and he was riding his bike all the time. All the time. He rode his bike to work. He rode his bike when he came home. We had like a mile loop around a block, and he would go around and around and around. He had these things that he called rollers in the basement, which is basically like you set up your bike on them, and you can, stay in one place and ride your bike. Just always training.
So how does he go from always riding to decide to ride on an amateur basis competitively, get into racing?
So I wasn't alive for the beginning part of it, but what my older brother tells me is that my grandfather, my dad's dad, Lewis, actually qualified for the Olympics, but at the time, which is like early 1900s, didn't have enough money to make it happen because back then you didn't get sponsored by anyone. And actually the same kind of goes for my dad. So that's kind of where I think it all sparked, was from my grandfather. And then I just think it was probably a good escape for my dad, and probably at one point or another figured out that he was pretty good at it. And Buffalo had a pretty big presence in cycling back then. They still do. I don't think a lot of people really know about it. But it's still a pretty big thing, which is nice.
He ends up competing in the Olympics, London in 1948, Helsinki 1952, Tokyo 1964. Mary, how much did he talk about that experience? What did he tell you at all about, you know, that whole idea of competing and representing your country?
Like I said, he was super humble. He did not talk a lot about it.
Wow. Mary, it's the Olympics. I thought he would have been talking about it. I would be telling the world about it.
I know. Maybe by the time I came along, he wasn't talking about it anymore. But there was always like a few trophies on the mantle, things like that. But he competed a lot. There was always competitions to compete in. And I know, I do remember like one story he would tell me was, I think it was the 1960 Olympics, where he got a flat tire within eyesight of the finish line.
Oh boy.
So he didn't qualify.
Oh wow.
And my mom used to always, this is so funny because it has really nothing to do with the bike riding. She would always talk about how, I believe it was the 52 Olympics, if I'm not mistaken, they had an awesome suit. A white suit that they wore in the parade with a cowboy hat, and my dad could have cared less about it. And, and she said it was amazing. And then my brother told me that he used to let my brothers like wear those outfits to play in.
Oh my! Oh wow! That's not a white outfit to play in. That's not a good idea.
Right? A white fun cowboy hat.
So now he competed on an amateur basis. So amateur means you don't make money. You do it for the fun of it. Why did he do that? He never wanted to, I don't even know if he could have competed anywhere for money, but it was always as an amateur. Well, how much fun did he get out of that?
Well, I remember a conversation with him when I was like maybe in high school or something like that. And he was watching the Tour de France, which he used to love. He actually, like back in the day when he had VCR tapes, he used to tape them all and just rewatch the Tour de France, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I asked him, like, well, why were you never in a Tour de France? And they're pros. And he said, I was always approached to go professional, but I never wanted to do it because I wanted to do it for the love of it, not for the money.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great story. I mean, there are other stories that people pass the money and just do it for the love of it. You mentioned earlier, Mary, about he was always riding and he was always training. I thought I read something that he would go out to Kissing Bridge and go up and down the hills. Is that what part of his training?
Right, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's crazy. I know, on purpose, like you actually want to do that. Yeah, there's a hill out in, I think it's Colden, called Murray Hill, and that was his training spot.
Wow.
He used to ride with ankle weights on. He'd probably love a weighted vest now that they have them now, but yeah, and he used to ride with really heavy tires and heavy equipment on his bike, or ride like with an old clunky bike, so that when it came to a race, he was a little bit more free and easy and quicker.
I'm getting tired listening to this. That's crazy.
I know,
like, he needed the ankle weights in addition to the hills. So he also goes on, Mary, beyond Olympics, now a little bit later in his life. He wins gold medals in the Empire State Games as a senior in cycling. What did that mean to him, that at that level and that age, he's still able to compete and compete at a high level?
That's a hard question to ask because he never really said anything. To be honest with you, it was just always a part of our life.
Yeah.
And he was always walking around in those blue and gold Empire State like warm-ups.
Yeah, right.
Like always. And I just think it was never in his wheelhouse to stop. It was always just another race, another thing to train for.
And then he goes on and becomes a Buffalo firefighter. Where did that come from?
Yeah. So I know that he was, I believe, in the Amherst Police Department for only like a year when, like, okay, let's see. So let me go back a minute. So he retired from firefighting in 88 and then did that for 30 years. So before that, he drove a cab, worked at a place called Libby's, was an Amherst police person. I think he was just always trying to keep the family afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, work was just as important to him. And I'm not sure what led him into firefighting, but he didn't enjoy being a policeman.
Okay.
So that's where that came in. And he rode his bike to work. We only had one car until I got my license when I was 16. Mm-hmm. So for all those years, he rode his bike to work from Williamsville to Buffalo. And I don't know, just like a two for one, I guess.
Mary, final question.
I think it was a good job, too, because I think he could also train with weights in the firehouse.
Oh, okay. Final question. It might be a little tough for you, but I'm curious. The legacy your dad left behind, whether you want to address it from a family standpoint as his daughter, or if you think there's something more about the community, what do you think is that legacy that your dad left behind?
Oh, that's a good question. I think just doing your sport for the love of the sport is the legacy. He didn't like a show off and he wasn't really interested in, like I said, like doing stuff for the money. I just think doing stuff for the love of it. Like he didn't even really, take advantage of high tech equipment,
mm-hmm.
because he always said that it's the rider that matters, not the equipment.
Yep.
So that just that humble, staying humble.
Well, Mary, thank you for sharing stories about your dad with all of us this morning. And again, congratulations to you and the rest of the family on this great honor for your dad.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure. You have a nice day, Mary. Mary
you
Flanagan, daughter of Tom Montemage, one of the inductees in the class of 2025. Now, if you'd like to look at the entire list, if you'd like to go to the dinner, you will find information at gbshof.com. There are tickets on sale. The dinner is Tuesday, November 11th at the Buffalo Convention Center. It is a big affair. It's a big event, big night, a lot of fun. So you can get tickets now. There is an early bird ticket sale going on now, so you can save a little money if you buy tickets right now. This early bird sale will end October 14th. So if you're thinking of going, take advantage of the early bird ticket sale and buy your tickets now. You can buy individual seats. You can buy an entire table at gbshof.com. And take a look at the auction. It is live. It is going on right now. There's tons of items out there. There's stuff from Aaron Judge, if you're a Yankees fan. If you like music, Jelly Roll, Rod Stewart, Taylor Swift. Well, maybe I should mention Taylor Swift. All right. Taylor Swift. There's Bill stuff, Josh Allen jersey. There's golf stuff for those of you that are watching Ryder Cup all weekend. There's items from Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler. So there's something for, and their vacation trips to some great resorts. Auction items up for bid right now at gbshof.com. We'll talk a little bit more about the hall, its history, the place where you can see so much great Buffalo sports memorabilia. Might not even know that it's there. We're going to talk about that with John Boutte next on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Now back to the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame Inductee Spotlight Show, presented by David Adams Card World, Canal Bank, and Osaic Wealth. Once again, here's Howard Simon.
Speaking of David Adams Card World, that's going to be something we talk about as we go back to the phones and we bring in the historian and board member for the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, Mr. John Boutte. John, it's Howard. How you doing? Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, always a pleasure, Howard.
So let's talk about memorabilia. Now, folks, if you might remember, if you had gone to Sabre games at some point in your life, there was some memorabilia from the hall outside the Sabre store. Well, it's no longer there. It has a new location, which I believe we talked about a little bit last year. But, John, for those who don't realize it, let's talk a little bit about the new location and what you have on display at Dave and Adams.
Howard, we were outside the Sabre store for about 20 years, and the Sabres were just magnificent, giving that space to us rent-free, and we have nothing but good things to say about the Sabres. But we understood when they came to us and asked us to find another home for our stuff. And, you know, the sad thing was when that happened, we didn't have a place for about 4 years. Our memorabilia sat in totes in a locker
somewhere in the bowels of the arena. Lucky enough to get a phone call from Adam Martin, owner of Dave and Adams, who was so generous, and he said, "I heard you need a display place. And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Why don't location?"
Hey, let me hop in for a second. We're gonna have to call you back. Go ahead and Evan, go ahead and call John back. Obviously, you had something happen there with the phone line. So we'll reestablish the connection with John and we'll continue the conversation about the memorabilia that is out at Dave and Adams. And it's a really impressive display. If you ever did see the display outside the Sabre store, it's pretty cool. So many different sports are represented. It's not just Bills and Sabres, but different sports and different items that are represented from so many years of Buffalo sports and so many different teams we've had here. We'll see if we have a little time to talk to John about his collection at home as well, because he basically has a, for lack of a better way to put it, a Buffalo sports museum in his home, and it is absolutely unbelievable. Remind you while we're hooking John back up again, gbshof.com if you want to get tickets or if you want to bid on some of those auction items. All right, John, welcome back. We had a little problem with the connection while we were talking about the display transferring from the arena over to Dave and Adams.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Good. I'm glad. I don't know if you heard what I was saying about Adam Martin. He was so generous in offering his store to us. And, you know, we were without a home for 4 years. And like I said, the Sabres were so generous for 20 years. We understood the reasoning why. So we were just happy to get that phone call from Adam. And we have this beautiful display that's right out of the retail location in Williamsville.
What are some of the, I know you can't get into all the items, obviously, John, but what are some of the things that are on display there?
Wow, we have some really cool items from Marv Levy's Hall of Fame bust to Warren Hatt, Warren Spahn signed Warren Hatt, Ron Jaworski's game jersey for when he played with the Eagles, and Steve Messler, the Olympic bobsledder we have, his parade outfit he donated to us. Cindy Miller's caddy bib when she played on the
NBA. We have O.J. Simpson's spike that he wore in his time here in Buffalo.
Jim, the pitcher for the Phillies, we have his 1950 National League MVP award. Mary Weigel was an Olympic skater in the 1930s in the Olympics. We have her skating uniform. Don Crickey's CBS jacket. I mean, we just have so much great stuff from our inductees. We're very generous to give these items to us, so very proud of that.
Are you on the lookout, so to speak? I mean, I'm sure there are people who live here that have items from just being a fan. Like someone's got an old program from a Buffalo Braves game, or maybe they have an old autographed jersey from Randy Smith. I have no idea. Are you able to reach out, or do people come to you and say, hey, I found this. My dad must have had it. I was cleaning out the house. Do you want it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not often we get those phone calls, but every now and then we do get something like that. We just received an email from a man who has who attended the 1980 USA Russia
classic hockey
game.
Wow.
And he has Mike Ramsey's game stick.
Oh my goodness!
From that game, yeah. And he called us looking for a home for it. He wanted to know if we could get a hold of Mike Ramsey and get the stick back to him. And my suggestion was, why not, donate that to us, and we can put that on display for all Buffalo Sabres fans to enjoy. We're waiting to hear back and hope we get something like that. But, those calls don't come frequently, but they do come, and we're happy to, take ownership of that. We like to think we're the stewards of Western New York sports history, so no better place to end up than our display Dave and Adams.
Are there items there from places that don't exist? Do you have anything from War Memorial? Do you have anything from the Odd?
Well, in my personal collection, I have a lot of that stuff. We simply just don't have the room for that type of memorabilia. And, our focus is on celebrating the individuals that are inducted in our Hall of Fame. We have over 400 inducted in our Hall of Fame. So, our focus is on celebrating them, and not so much the venues of where they played. It certainly would be wonderful. And that was always my dream, to have some kind of a historical museum of the history of Western New York sports, including the Odd, the Rock Pile, things like that. But we just simply don't have the room.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I'm trying to think now on my feet, which is really bad for me to do. But I know years ago when my family and I, we were in Boston. Might have been in, I don't know if it was in the Garden or not, but I remember walking through, I think it was in the Garden, the Boston Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's exactly what you would think it is. It's got all the different sports. Could you guys get into something like that in the future where you can have a larger space and bring more stuff in?
Yeah, you really, that's my dream. Like you said, you go through that in Boston, and they really celebrate their history. Now, granted, we don't have the titles that the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins and the Patriots have, or far from that. But that doesn't mean we don't have a wonderful history.
Right.
And we could be celebrated. So absolutely right. I remember Baltimore right outside Camden Yard had a phenomenal History of Baltimore sports exhibit in one of the buildings there. It's just beautiful. Oh, man.
But
I would love to do that here in Buffalo.
But but that's the thing, though, John. It doesn't matter how many championships you have. It's about how many teams, right? It's not just Bills and Sabres. It's Blizzard. It's Bisons. It's Bandits. It's Stallions. Yeah. It's Arena Football League. It's the Braves. And what I've learned doing these shows over the years is, amateur success from athletes here. Like you mentioned, Steve Messler, right?
Messler, yeah.
So to me, John, there's so much out there that could be represented in a museum.
From your mouth to God's ears. I mean, that would be amazing to have. We would need funding. We would need some kind of funding to make that happen.
Yep.
And you mentioned the amateurs that don't get the recognition. And, I hate to correct our president, John Maddock, but earlier he said that 1969 Kenmore West team, our team of distinction, was ranked second in the country. They were actually ranked first in the country.
Oh, wow.
It's the only time a Western New York football team has ever been ranked number one in the country. So, I mean, those kind of, they fall through the cracks, and they really need to be celebrated and honored. And I am with you. I would be all in 100%. You sign me up right now. Let's do it. You know, you want to make a donation on the air, Howard, we'd be happy to take it.
I got like 20 bucks in my wallet. I mean, if you want it.
We'll take it.
I mean, it won't even pay for a cornerstone, but.
Yeah.
Well, listen, as always, love having you on the show. Love talking about all the memorabilia with you. Folks, it's out at Dave and Adam's Card World on Transit, so check it out. John, thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Howard. Have a great weekend.
You too. We'll take a short break, come back, wrap up the show, and get you set up for Derek Kramer, Joe Cali Sports Saturday, coming up top of the hour on WGR. Thank you very much, Evan DePasquale, producing our show, and our guests, John Maddock, Kathy Sweet, Mary Flanagan, John Boutte. This is the first of four consecutive Saturday morning shows to spotlight the class of 2025 for the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. So we will be back next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to talk with some more inductees. Remember, tickets are on sale right now, and you can take advantage of the early bird pricing, which is going on till October 14th. You can get tickets by going to gbshof.com. And I advise you once again, the auction is underway. That goes until November 7th. Well, there are some items that have buy now prices on there. Check out the auction items that are up for bid at gbshof.com as well. My name is Howard Simon. Thank you for joining us in just moments. It is time for Sports Saturday with Derek Kramer and Joe Cali that is on the way next on WGR.
Thank you for listening to the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame Inductee Spotlight Show. Get your tickets for the Hall of Fame Induction Dinner at gbshof.com. The Hall of Fame Inductee Spotlight Show has been brought to you by Dave and Adams Card World, Canal Bank, and Osaic Wealth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.